This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. India has slammed Pakistan for misuse of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation platform. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is a long-standing habit of Islamabad and New Delhi has regularly spoken out against it and raised the issue with friends and partners in the OIC.
It's a habit of long-standing, one that we have regularly spoken out against and also raised with our friends and partners in the OIC. There is a certain view about these shenanigans that Pakistan practices in the OIC on the part of our colleagues and friends amongst the other members of the OIC, but we will continue to share our views and bring to their attention what exactly we think of these attempts that Pakistan habitually makes.
Replying to a question on the Russia-Ukraine war, the Foreign Secretary said it is going to be a significant area of discussion during PM's visit to Saudi Arabia. He noted that the Prime Minister has articulated India's position on the need for dialogue to address and resolve the issue, encouraging the principal protagonists to sit around the table and find a solution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be PM Modi's third visit to the kingdom. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose visited the violence-affected areas of Samshirganj and Jafarabad of Murshidabad district. He has assured all help to the families of those killed during violent protests against the Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad. In Shamshirganj, the governor met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on the 12th of this month. The police have arrested three persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused in Majul Haq. People of Jafarabad demanded BSF camps for their protection. On the other hand, five-member team led by National Commission for Women chairperson Vijaya K. Rahatkar visited the family of those killed in violence on 12th April during anti-Waqf protests in Shamshirganj. 11 people have lost their lives after a four-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the wee hours yesterday. Five people rescued from the debris are undergoing treatment, while six injured have been discharged after receiving medical care. The National Disaster Response Force, along with the police, fire department, Delhi Disaster Management Authority, and other agencies are engaged in the rescue operation. Responding to the incident, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta expressed her condolences and ordered an investigation into the matter, assuring strict action against the culprits. PM Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives due to a building collapse in Dayalpur area of northeast Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be on an official visit to the USA and Peru beginning from today. During her two-day visit to San Francisco, Ms. Sitharaman will deliver a keynote address at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and will interact with top CEOs from prominent fund management firms, besides holding bilateral meetings with CEOs from top information technology firms. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the world of creators and their economy is going through a fundamental change. Interacting with the news media yesterday in New Delhi ahead of the Maiden World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Mr. Vaishnaw said, with the advent of technology, the old model is giving way to the new model, creating opportunities as well as challenges. The minister said, Waves is emerging as a global connector between creators, buyers and markets for scalable creative solutions. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Rajasthan Royals by 2 runs at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. Chasing a target of 181 runs, Rajasthan Royals made 178 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and elected to bat. Batting first, LSG posted 180 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, in another match, Gujarat Titans defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 204 runs, losing 3 wickets in 19.2 overs. The Gujarat government has announced a substantial 5% rebate on motor vehicle tax for electric vehicles, reducing the rate from 6% to just 1% to encourage EV adoption. The decision has been made to boost electric vehicle adoption, protect the environment and promote the tourism sector. This green initiative, valid until 31st March next year, is now live on the Vahan 4.0 portal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.